It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice, and it is time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, fam. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend, spelled was with a Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. Again, I repeat that for you, 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the very lovely, the very talented, the multimedia mega diva herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown, with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy.
That's what's up. And ladies and gentlemen, we live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, now on Thursday nights, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better and better each week, and tonight will be no different. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, September the 22nd, and it's about to get down. Y'all know how we do. It's going down like bad stock up in this piece. Last week, the show topic was, can you turn a hoe into a husband? And Miss Oatmeal, I must say, you and the ladies represented, y'all showed up and y'all showed out. The fellas were on mute last week, but you know I had to hold it down for the men. So we had to step up, and fellas, I'm not understanding, but the ladies just, oh, my goodness, they came with it. They talked about it, and they talked to it. It was a great show. And for those of you all who missed it, go to the page, blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend, and go ahead and click on that link to catch out on what you may have missed out on. We're going to put some information tonight in the chat room. I want you to follow us. HowWasYourWeekend.com, Facebook us, How Was Your Weekend page, Twitter us, HWYWeekend, Twitter.com, that is, /HWYWeekend. Check me out on the website, AndyBrownSpeaks.com. Follow Miss Oatmeal at Twitter.com/OatmealBrown. Also check out her wonderful website at Realness101.com as well. And also, the show was brought to you in part by One World Music and Media. We're doing fantastic things here, folks. Also, the show is brought to you in part by Fat Gear Retail Clothing Store here in Dallas, Texas. It's the finest urban women's apparel, also the place to get the controversial read, second-place women who come in first, and Oatmeal Brown's hot single, Knick Knack, and tickets to the Love and Laughs event coming up this weekend. It's going to be a great show, y'all. Mr. Joe Toy is going to be doing his thing. Tickets are going to be available. The address to Fat Gear is 3215 Kirkwood Drive, Suite 106 in Dallas, Texas. Call my man Sebo down there, 972-283-4327. Lady, she's going to keep you dressed and looking your best. And be sure to tell them the online happy hour sent you. Trust and believe, Miss Oatmeal, it's about to get wicked tonight. You know how we do. How you doing? Is everything good? How you feeling?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm blessed. I can't complain. God has given me life. I'm breathing. But today was a long day.
Really?
We have auditors in the office.
Okay.
People leaving and resigning.
What?
So, you know, the work duties have been, they've been escalated.
They were resigning?
Yes. Somebody's resigning. So, therefore, you know, the workload has gotten a little bigger.
Y'all done doubled up.
Yes, yes.
I mean, y'all hiring?
No, they didn't say that. You know, that's what they do to keep from hiring. We got to rearrange some things right now.
Because there could be somebody out there looking for a job. You know, they sitting at home looking for the opportunity.
They don't hire, but they want to rearrange some things first.
Okay.
And then they'll have a better, you know, outlook on what they need.
Right.
In the next employee. So, therefore, that's what they're doing. I can't be mad. I mean, you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy getting up every day, going in. I'm really blessed because they're very cool. It's
that's
a very cool, laid-back family atmosphere. So I can't but, hey, definitely a long day today.
Well, we're going to make this a wonderful night. folks, prop your feet up, kick back, and get ready to have some fun tonight. Tonight's topic is just going to be as controversial as any other. Miss Oatmeal, we're going to make sure you have a wonderful night. Now, trust and believe, folks. You know, you've heard the phrase. You've seen the statement, so you know how we do on the show. We break it down. We keep it real. We're going to be joined by Mr. Joe Torre here momentarily. But understand, sometimes it does make a difference. You know, the size, the girth, the length, the width, the height. We're going to talk about all that tonight. But we're going to really find out, when doesn't size matter? I mean, some people say, you've heard the phrase, size ain't shit. Sadly, kind of beg to differ on that, because it does make a difference in a lot of what we do. The physical, the financial, the mental, the emotional, the edible. I mean, some of y'all, you know, trust and believe there's going to be some that might be offended, but that's okay. Some might be intrigued, and that's even better. But everybody, and we do mean everybody, will be able to learn from this topic tonight. So here we go, fam. Let's go ahead and get it started, if you don't mind. When doesn't size matter? Now, Miss Oatmeal, let me bring that question to you, because we're talking about size and girth, and people have a lot of things on their mind when we're talking about size, because we're very general, and we're going to touch a lot tonight. So let me ask you this. Why does size really have to be a factor?
I mean, it just all depends on what you're talking about, and everybody has a preference. So say, for instance, if we're talking about somebody being short,
mm-hmm.
somebody being tall.
Right.
You know, a lot of females do say they want this tall guy.
Yeah.
But that's not who they always end up with. But that's the, what do you want to say, the blueprint?
Mm. He's got to be.
You know, that's just it across the board, even guys. You really don't hear a guy say that he wants a big woman.
Yeah.
Does he? No, he don't. They don't say that. That's not usually the first thing that comes out of their mouth.
You know you're right about that. It's hardly ever a time in the conversation where I've heard a man say, you know what, I want a chick that ain't got no booty at all. Or you know what, I want a woman that's almost cute. You don't really hear conversations like that. But, you know, you bring that up as a good point for the ladies. You know, if a lady meets a man, you know, who's not as tall as she would like him to be, does she really exclude him out of the dating game altogether just because of how tall he is not, because his size matters? But if he wear like a size, what, maybe a 27 length in jeans, you know, one step removed from midget status, but he treated right.
It's so, I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
I can't say that I wouldn't date a guy that was considered short.
Mm.
Shorter than me, we might have a little issue if he's like T.I. size.
Vertically challenged.
If he's T.I. size
mm-hmm.
in width, okay. And he is T.I. size in height.
So he's sagging in a white beater.
If, you know, it not only, we might, that's just not what I look for.
Okay.
Now, if he was a little bit more buff,
yeah.
Try to work it out. I mean, these are just things, this is how we look at things.
I'm with you on that, because it's tough. Because, you know, everybody likes to squeeze some charming, but not me personally, I don't like to hug a woman and touch myself at the same time. That's just not me. You know, you don't want to just squeeze your own self and then touch your own shoulders when you give a woman a hug. That's not really the business. Ladies, I encourage you to eat a little bit more if you fall in that category, but that's okay, because some people kind of tip over when the wind blows a little too strong. You need to just kind of thicken that up. Just because they say skinny jeans don't mean you need to be sagging in them. I'm just saying. So size does play an intricate role on, you know, who you're dating, because you might not want to go out with somebody and, you know, the lady has to reach over this young man to open up the door for her, or she's trying to reach. It's crazy. Things like that can happen. But, you know, we'll bring up the fact, and I know a lot of people have maybe chiming in, listening on their phones, or they could be listening via the Internet, because they're thinking to themselves, when does it matter sexually? When doesn't size play an issue? 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. When doesn't size matter? We want to know about that.
When doesn't it matter?
When doesn't it matter?
That's a hard, it really is a hard question.
Hmm.
I think that's why we chose that topic, because even we need some answers.
Oh, we do need some answers.
When doesn't size matter?
Let's find out, shall we? Let's ask the one and only, the famed actor himself. Ladies and gentlemen, you've seen him in movies, you've seen him host Def Comedy Jam, and you've seen him do many a wonderful things. The actor, the comedian, the extraordinaire himself, Mr. Joe Torre is on the line. Welcome, Joe. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Doing fantastic, my man.
Can you hear me? How you doing? And Miss Oatmeal Brown?
Yes, yes, we can hear you, darling.
Okay, that's good, that's good.
Welcome to the Online Happy Hour, Joe. Tonight we're talking about when doesn't size matter? When doesn't size play a factor in the relationship? Or when doesn't size matter in the finances? You know, can you break that down for me?
It depends on who you are and who you manage. I think really size only really matters to women anyway. And then it's either, you know, the two things are the size of his wallet, you know, the size of his Johnson, you know. But then, you know, you have other women that may take it a little further. You got the size of his heart, you know what I'm saying? And then it could be a whole lot of other sizes. But your main two are going to be his wallet, and then it don't matter sometimes. It's going to matter in a minute, but it don't matter sometimes to women that are, you know, hey, if they can, you know, if he can make it rain for him, you know what I'm saying, they can make it rain for him. Hello?
And then we're back on that one. I had to kind of just, I was in shock.
Right.
I couldn't believe it.
What are you talking about?
What do you think about that, Ms. Omi? What do you think about that?
I don't agree.
Okay.
I don't agree. I think that, I mean, especially speaking for myself and just being in the atmosphere and having conversations with other women, size does matter.
Okay. How so?
I mean, most of the time they look at a man's feet. We're going to talk about some physical features.
Okay.
They always want to look at the feet to see if his foot is big. Now, this myth is not always true,
mm-hmm.
but it's just a general stereotype.
That's not
fair.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah. It's not always true.
And it really isn't true.
Right. It's not always true. And say you prefer someone that has a larger size penis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's too big, you can't do nothing with that either.
Yeah.
So, and if it's too small, there's the problem. But somebody that's really in love, they'll be able to work it out. So there are certain... what's the word that I think of? Certain particulars
mm-hmm.
that have to play a part in it not mattering.
Yeah, I can see that. And Joe, you may or may not agree with me on this, but if you flip it, you know, from the male perspective, if you're dealing with a woman and, you know, she's, her area is quite large, if you will. You know, maybe it's because of how her body size could be her mass. It could be just because she's had quite a few acquaintances. You know, she got more miles on her than a 92 Honda Accord. It could be pretty outstanding like that. So you might not want to deal with size doesn't matter, because sometimes when the fellas put it in and it echoes back, it's not a good look.
No, not a good look at all.
Not a good look. And I'm sorry, ladies, you must understand, because that is not appealing. It's not appealing. What's going on down there? Is it, I don't know if it's because of it's been, you know, highly populated. I don't know if it's because of just maybe your body structure. We're going to find out. Joe, we're going to go through the phone lines, man, and get the folks to chime in on talk about this.
Yeah, let's get some answers here.
We have Claire that wants to chime in. Claire, welcome to the Online Happy Hour.
Hi there, how you doing?
Doing good, sweetheart.
Where to begin? You've given us so many choices to discuss. Finances, when does size not matter? When all the bills are paid and you got a little extra left over to go have a good time? After that, doesn't matter. Height on a man, how tall he is. Should depend on how tall the woman is. If you're 5'3", every damn man in the world is tall enough for you. But when you're 5'9", and you see a guy who's 6'1", dating a girl who's 5'3", tends to piss you off.
Right.
You know? So, and as far as, you know, when a man and a woman are together, and whether there's an echo or not, doesn't matter if she's had a whole bunch of lovers, doesn't matter if she's had a whole bunch of kids. There's this little exercise called Kegels. There's no reason in the world any woman should echo, ever.
Hello, 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 hello. And I said it one time.
The muscle exercises, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Do your Kegels,
right.
Girls. Do your Kegels. Every time you're sitting in a traffic light, do 10 of them. You're sitting at your desk at work,
right.
Do 10 of them every hour. You know, when you go to the bathroom, turn it off and on by using your muscles. There is no reason a girl should be that loosey-goosey, ever.
But you say that that's the same for men as well. There's Kegel exercises for men as well.
I think that size doesn't matter when it's in a loving, caring, respectful relationship. I agree that sometimes a man can have too much. Look at John Holmes. You know, that was 9 inches wasted, according to most of his co-stars. And then, of course, you've got the factor involved of blood flow. You don't want a guy who's so big, he loses all the blood in the upper brain because it's going to the lower brain.
Right. You don't want to come and leave at the same time.
Right. Well, not only that, but, you know, men already only have half the correct makeup of women. By the time all the blood leaves their upstairs brain and goes downstairs, well, now you're just having sex with a moron.
There you go. Claire is off the chain tonight. We're joined by Claire. Joe Toy is on the line with myself and Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. We're talking about when size matter. Wonderful topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Call and let your friends know the show is going down like bad stock. 646-727-3279. We want to go back to the phone lines, Joe and Claire. Y'all stay right there for just a moment. I want to get to Joe in just a moment. You tapped out? Okay. Well, I want to ask Joe this one question, man. I mean, maybe give us an idea out there in California, man, financially. You know, when doesn't size matter? You know, with dealing with a bank account, maybe a savings or investments, or sometimes people may have it or may not have it. Does size really matter if somebody does have money or doesn't have money?
I mean, yeah, if you're talking about finances, I mean, yeah. I mean, are you talking about L.A.? Yeah. Because, I mean, it's all about show. You know, and if you look like you're making money, people want to be with you. I mean, that could be a target. That's why people say they fake it till they make it, or they, you know, or they. So many people don't really make it out here, so busy faking it and trying to be in. But looking like your finances, you know, is all that goes a long way out here in Hollywood and on the West Coast, because people think you bought it. So, you know, it's just like, okay, you know, I want to deal with you. What are you into? What you doing to be looking so good, to have your finances so sharp? And, you know, and to me, it's a pain and it's a blessing at the same time, because sometimes you attract the wrong flyers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, we're talking about finances. We're not talking about on a sexual tip. We're just talking about straight finances. Now, we got off of the size matter. You know what I'm saying? But it does matter out here, especially to women. Because, you know, they don't want to be with nobody that's in a Pinto and somebody's rolling by in a Benz. I mean, that's just, you know.
Well, 99% of the women in California are looking for a sugar daddy or a starring role.
Oh, yeah.
The casting couch is alive and well in California.
Yeah.
We talk about the California women like that now.
No, I'm talking about the Hollywood girls, not California in general, the Hollywood girls.
The Hollywood girls, okay.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Gotcha. We've all seen the type.
Yeah,
we
know
who's in casting couches, who hasn't.
Yeah, hey, they have some out
there.
They got them out here in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, the Bopper.
Yeah, they do.
Casting couches are all
over
the world.
They're here. Their game is a little different. I think they're a little slow with their skills, but they're here.
Baby,
oh, yeah.
You take them to Jack Fox and let them get cheese, she's yours for the rest of the week.
There you go.
All I'm saying is, let us supersize it. Watch what happens. When doesn't size matter, ladies and gentlemen? Tonight's show, let y'all know, folks, if you're going to get your hair done, you got to do it right. If you want to stay fly from head to toe, make sure that your do is done correctly. Make an appointment with Dre, the hair artisan, specializing in healthy hair maintenance, precision cuts, and creative color. Dre is located at the Legacy Salon Day and Spa. The address is 420 East Round Grove Road, Suite 200 in Lewisville, Texas, with the phone number of 214-488-4888, extension 22. Her email address is thehairartisan@gmail.com, and her contact cell phone number for a special appointment, 504-957-5536. Again, 504-957-5536. When doesn't size matter? Miss Oatmeal, we're having fun tonight. Claire has joined us, and the great Mr. Joe Torre is on the line hanging out with us tonight as well. You know, we're talking about physically, we're talking about financially, you know, ballers on the budget. How's you going to be a baller and not even have a savings account or an investment account, but your checking account is sitting grade A? I'm not understanding this. That's crazy. So let's talk about that when you mentioned something about the Pinto, Joe. You know, why are some people riding around, especially some single brothers out there, riding around big body SUVs, one bedroom apartments, no kids, and can't nobody ride with them in their car?
That is kind of crazy right there. Probably because they ain't have no insurance. They don't want to be liable for anybody that get hurt in their leased vehicle.
Right. You can't ride with me because I got this McDonald's bag back here and I got these shoes back here and I got all these CDs and cups and chips and bags and hats. But can't nobody ride with me, but I'm plush. I'm just going to watch the outside of my car on the weekend.
Well, you know what? I guess that makes him feel big. He wants to feel big. So you in this big SUV by yourself with nobody else.
With that kid seat from Waffle House, with the IHOP, the little raise-up seat, the plastic one in the driver's seat, so you can sit up? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. He's feeling big. That's making him feel larger than life. You don't want nobody else around because that would take up the space.
I see. You cats like that out here. Joe, when you're coming out here, you're going to see it, man. They rolling around big, leaning out the window. You know, dropping their elbow way down by the door handle, let you know how big they are. But they sitting in their kid's seat riding around. It's hard to make a left turn when you got that plastic sitting up under the joint that don't move, y'all. It's crazy. It's out of control. When doesn't size matter?
I know they ain't rolling by them gas stations like that.
They do.
They hurting when they go by the gas station.
On my way to the studio, dude hopped out the car and was like, let me get 6 on pump 12.
That's right. I need to go 3 blocks.
Yeah, I like watching the ones in the Escalade get $10 for it.
I guess he just needed to make it home.
But he made sure he bought him some grape cigarellos, though. That was funny. I need them grape cigarellos and $6 on pump 6.
And you know what? They got the blueberries kicking now, though.
You know what it was? He get his check at midnight.
Oh.
So he needed to make it home, and he needed those cigarellos. So he get up in the morning, he's going to go back to the gas station and put
$30 in. Yeah, I'm going to stop right here, sir.
There it is.
He's coming out, but you know what? Some of these folks, they be driving crazy out here. They're coming out to see. Joe, talk to us, man. What you coming out this weekend? It's going to be some pretty big things. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this weekend for you.
Hey, man, well, you know, I'm coming out to, you know, where it's big weekend, big super fly Saturday, like the pre-kickoff to the classic weekend, you know, so they're starting the Love and Laugh series, and, you know, I was doing it before in different places. I came, you know, I was in Dallas doing something at Beamer's, you know, a couple of years, like a year and a half ago, so now we're trying to mix it with the grown folks again, coming back live and special with some little music and some comedy, coming to Love and Laugh. And, you know, who better than to bring the sexiness and bring the laughter and bring the ladies out than yours truly, Joe Torre. Plus, it's Libra's birthday. My birthday is on Wednesday, 28th, so I'm kicking my birthday celebration off right there in Dallas, you know what I'm saying, Saturday. We're going to be at the Aguilera Events Room. And, you know, and that's what we're doing. You know, and I'm going to be there live, telling some jokes, hosting all night. There's going to be some music. It's going to be some, you know, some of my, you know, good friends, homies, some of my fraternity brothers, sorority sisters. Everybody's invited.
Real talk.
That's what's that. We'll be there in the building.
Matter of fact, I got a couple. We got some tickets we're going to give away to this event right now. If y'all want to come see my man Joe do his thing, do it big at Aguilar Events this coming Saturday, go on and call us and trip out with us. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. If you're in the chat room, holler at us. Let us know what's going on up in there. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Spell was with a Z. We got Joe Torre on the line tonight, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the realness. 101, and I'm just glad to be in your presence. I'm your man, Andy Brown, life coach extraordinaire, just trying to fit in tonight, folks. This is how we do. When doesn't size matter? We've talked about the physical. We're talking about the finances. Let's talk about, just to touch on a little bit, when you're eating too much. When doesn't size matter? Do you have to eat everything on your plate? Must you supersize? Do you have to double up on your burger? You know what I'm saying? Just because you paid $8 for the buffet doesn't mean you have to go back for the fourth time. You know what I'm saying? We're going to sit here and wait for them to bring some more wings out to the bar or wait for them to bring some fresh fries and fried rice. We got to be there all day for that? Really? Calories raising up because you ain't here trying to ride with this super gut because you got room for one more plate. Y'all out of control.
Well, when you go to the buffet, you think you're big.
Mm.
So you don't think small plate buffet. Come on now. You're like, I'm wasting my money.
And they give you that little saucer.
Who would even take you out on a date if you don't want to eat and they will take you to a buffet? Wouldn't you be mad at your lady friend if you like...
If she took me to the buffet?
No, if she's like, you know, you take her to the buffet
mm-hmm.
to eat. We're going
right.
to dinner. We're going to the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really not that hungry. After you get there.
Oh, you know, we got problems. We got problems. You got a two-plate minimum going in. I'll give you two plates. But plate 4, 5, and 6, it's cool. You know, you ain't got
right,
to prove nothing.
Right.
Because, you know, they're talking about you in the back. Every time they go in the back, did you see him? Did you see him? He ate 7 egg rolls. That's a trip, Joe. You might see that out there in Cali, man. That is off the chain to me.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think they'll say that if you were a small guy getting 6 egg rolls or Ruben Sutter-sized guy getting 6, 7, 8
They're not going to watch it. They expect Ruben. Because when the big dudes come into the buffet, everybody's like, you know what, I'm going to wait until you sit down, until I go up there and get me something. Because I don't want to be nowhere near you. You taking all this time just scooping. It ain't even that serious, though. I can wait. Or I can get on the other side.
See how size, it does matter. Size matters. You see what we're saying? It doesn't, we want to know when it doesn't. We know that it doesn't matter when you're in love. But there are still certain particulars that person must embody.
Mm-hmm.
And like Joe said, we wouldn't want a man that's driving a Pinto. Why are you still driving a Pinto? Is it because you're saving your money? If your bank account is big? Are you frugal? Or are you broke?
Right. What you gonna do, fellas? What you gonna do, ladies? When doesn't size matter? Coming out there with your entourage because you don't want to come out by yourself and be seen.
The brothers like big butts. Okay, what about the females who don't have big butts? You always talk about the big ass.
There's a place for them.
Place for?
There's a place for them. If they don't have, I mean, I'm like my man said, you know, like Sir Mix-a-Lot said, I like big butts and I cannot lie. You know, but sometimes for the ladies to come in like that, so you got to know And here's another point, y'all, you may want to bring up, too. Your mentality has to be right as well.
Right.
So you can't deal with nobody. And, fellas, y'all might get it twisted the wrong way. You don't want to deal with a woman who's dyslexic because she can tell you it's on and she really meant no. But she's dyslexic and everything she says is backwards. He throw it off. Joe Corey is joining us tonight. When doesn't size matter? We're talking about it, the physical, the financial, the edible, sometimes even the emotional. When doesn't it matter? That's real talk tonight, folks. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. www.blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend. Spell was with a Z. Joe Torre, what's going on, my man?
Hey, man, I'm sitting back here, you know, running, thinking of how size matters and when it doesn't matter. I mean, I think we need to go back to the sexual part of when size matters and when it doesn't matter on a man's point. Because, you know, I think a lot of men, they get it, you know, they think, you know, you see a fat, voluptuous behind, and you're thinking to yourself, yeah, she's got a fat, voluptuous coochie. And that's sometimes that's not even the point. You think the bigger the woman sometimes, you know, the bigger her area. And half the time it's the smaller the woman, the skinnier the woman, you know, the bigger she is, the deeper she is.
Preach. Preach. Because I don't know where it's coming from. They hide it, brother, but it's in there. That's real talk. We got to hear from the ladies on this one. I want to know what the ladies got to say on this one. 646-727-3279. Let's keep it here in the D-Town, Dallas, Texas. Miss Salima is going to join us, and she's on the line with us right now. Salima, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mr. Brown and Mrs. Oatmeal? How are y'all doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
I am good. I am good. Just kind of kicking back and listening to the conversation.
That's what's up. Salima, say hi to Joe Torre.
Hi, Joe Torre. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm good. Listen, kicking back, listening to y'all talking, wilding out up there at the radio.
Oh, you know, so you have something to add or what was happening?
What? Oh, he just jumped right into it. All right, then. Well, you know what, exactly, specifically, what are we still on the food? Are we on the sex? Are we on the love? Which one you want me to chime in on?
I mean, you talk to us. You tell us what happened.
Don't say something about a butt, a booty. I didn't get all of it.
I'm going to put it out there like this. I didn't get all of it either, Miss Oatmeal. I got enough of it, though. I have what you call a, what's the name of it? I have a basketball booty. It's grippable. It's grippable. You know how you don't put both hands all over the ball and just rub it all around? It's grippable where you can hold it and still make the shot that you're looking for. You know what I mean? We can't be blessed with everything.
Right.
You just can't be blessed with everything.
Doesn't matter on the aspect of what you're discussing?
It doesn't totally matter on the aspect because you know what? You can be blessed in other places as I seem to be blessed in other places besides the aspect.
That must mean your knees are fine as hell. I'm playing,
man, she had the best looking knees you would ever see. Oh, goodness. But, I mean, you know, size doesn't matter all the time. I mean, sometimes it's about what you can do or what you have. I mean, you may be blessed in some places and still not know what to do with it. That's just like having a bank account. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't know what to do with it, then what, you know, what good is it to have all that money? Or you can have a little bit of money. You can have a little bit of money and know exactly what to do with it, and it works out not only for you but for everybody else that you come in contact with. So, you know, sometimes size doesn't always matter.
Right.
Amen. Ms. Oatmeal, what's your take on that? Come with us with some realness.
I mean, hey, Salima is telling. I'm sitting back listening and enjoying her answer. You know, sometimes it's not, you don't always have to say something all the time.
Right.
Right.
This is how we're keeping it real. I mean, like Miss Oatmeal says, sometimes you don't have to say too much. I may not say much, but when I do, I make sure it's worth it. www.andybrownspeaks.com, life coaching to create a better life for you. As well, make sure that you get a copy of the most controversial read of the year, Second Place Women Who Come In First. Ms. Salima did a wonderful, wonderful job of her play here in Dallas this past weekend at the DeSoto Civic Center with this ring. The play was off the chain, y'all.
Appreciate you coming out and supporting.
Yeah, my mama went to the play with me. She was cussing the actresses out. All up involved.
Normally that does happen.
You know you're good, and Joe can probably vouch for this. You know you're good when you play a role so bad, don't nobody want to talk to you because you was just an ass that bad.
Well,
like,
yeah,
when Joe was in Motors, I was like, this nigga, I'm saying, he really serious about that money. He wants that money. But Motors is a gangster classic, man. You know, every black household got a copy of Motors somewhere in their DVD stash, where there's, yeah, Motors.
He said Motors. Motors 1 or 2.
You know what? I like the first.
I have both, but the first one is my favorite.
Because he sucker punched the pretty boy. I was like, yeah, you know what? That's what's up. Do a right cross and knock his pretty ass out. That's what I'm talking about. Go on, do your thing, bro. Get your money back. However much it was, you never said, it could have been $50. But he was serious about that money and that lollipop. That's my man. Joe Torre's doing it for real. Wouldn't leave her alone, man. That's what I'm talking about. I'm serious about it. When doesn't size matter? This is real talk tonight. Man, we're going to keep the phone lines going. Miss Salima, we got something for you. You done came with the realness tonight. We definitely want to get you a ticket to come see Joe this weekend. But let's go ahead and get to the phone lines and keep it in the Midwest, the very best in the Midwest, that is. My man E. Dub is on the line. E., talk to us. What's happening?
What's happening, folks? What's happening, Eddie Brown, Oatmeal? What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
You don't remember me, do you?
Who?
No, you done met a lot of people, but we went to LU together. The E-Dub from LU. Yep, that's me, yep.
Okay, what's happening with you, huh?
What's happening, brother? Take this out on the topic. And on the topic, man, you know what? You know, it's kind of like, my mind size don't matter, you know what I'm saying? If you don't mind, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about the size, it's how you work them thighs.
Well, preach on, dude. Preach on with it. Preach on with it.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some brothers got to have an arsenal. You got to know, when to pull them out on a certain time.
Yeah. Because you can't do everybody, and everybody don't get everything.
That's,
you know,
right. That's
saying?
Right. That's right. You know what I'm saying? You got
there
to have an arsenal.
Back when we were at GS, good old GSU, you can't give them all of it. They don't get it all.
Well, that's a little everywhere. That's how it was at LU, too.
That's how it is. But, you know, see, the key of it not mattering is that you got to know what you're dealing with. So, you know, now
exactly.
You can take this serious, and you can say size doesn't matter if you know what you're dealing with.
That's right.
Different women are built different. You know, different women. Right. You have the rabbit style woman. You have the deer size woman. You have the buffalo size woman. You have to know exactly where their, you know, where their points are, what makes them climax. Whether it's further away, whether it's closer, all of them have three different levels. So if you just concentrate on the levels, you ain't got to worry about the size that it matters. All you got to do is hit the points that's going to make them point. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
That's it.
Now,
if y'all don't understand, this is how we get down on the online happy hour. We got real folks keeping it 100. We got my man Joe Torre with us, Miss Oatmeal Brown. The callers are tripping out. Where else can you go, or matter of fact, not go for that matter? Sit back, relax, pour your own drink in the privacy of whatever you're doing and trip out with some of the best in the business. This is how we do, folks. Make this the staple. 646 727-327-3279 is the call-in number. The chat room is off the chain, I'm hearing. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend. Spell was with a Z. Go ahead and join us in the chat room. Miss Oatmeal, Joe Torre, I want to get back to the phone lines. He does stay right there if you don't mind. And we're going to holler at that man, the poet, lyrical slam man himself here in Dallas, Texas. Mr. Mike Gwynn is on the line. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Andy? How's it going, Oatmeal? And how is it going, Mr. Torre? How y'all doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm great, bro.
Well, Mike, we've heard from you. You've been hearing the topic, my man. When doesn't size matter? We're having a good conversation with this tonight here on the Online Happy Hour. Talk to us, man. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've been listening to the show, and I talked to you earlier today, and you know, I agree with the lady that came on earlier, man, had all that wisdom. I believe that size really, I guess it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship as much, because if you're in a relationship and you've chose that person for more than just that, hopefully, if you're in a relationship. So I'd say that's the only time it doesn't matter is if you're in a relationship.
Now, when you're referring to size not mattering in the relationship, is that just the physical aspect? Is it a little bit more than that?
Well, I'm just talking about the physical. I'm thinking that the only time size does matter is if it's a sexual thing. I mean, obviously that's what it's about. It's about, you know, satisfaction. It's about all the chemistry working, you know, physically. But in a relationship, I'm thinking that if you chose that person, then you chose that person more than just, you know, the size of their, you know, their attributes or their, you know, whatever it is that, you know, people choose people for physical reasons. I'm thinking it's got to be more than that because, you know, no matter how much, you know, penis you're slanging, if you ain't paying the bills, you know, if you can't take care of, you know, emotional needs, if you can't be a good father, then, you know, it doesn't matter about size. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. But you know there's a few of them out there that are good and broke, struggling, unstable, but they're getting it put down to them every night.
Yeah, true.
The factor in everything they do. Well, I may not be able to pay this light bill this month, but he sure did come over here and put me to sleep.
Unfortunately, that's true.
And that's it's some brothers out there too, fellas. Y'all know, look, man, I got $50, and my car note is due, and my car note is, let's say, $485. I don't get paid till next Thursday. Who can I call and take some of this pressure off me?
I bet Joe gonna have a field day with this Saturday night.
Man, I'm telling you, y'all know that's real. That's just real talk. Ladies are guilty. The fellas are guilty. We all. If you don't, it may be not you. Maybe somebody else in your household whose name is on the lease. But I'm pretty sure you know somebody who's been in this situation before. It happens. It's all a part of life. When doesn't size matter? You got just enough. Okay. We get paid on the 1st and the 15th. Today is the 22nd. I got to make it all the way through, and this one month, we got 31 days. When doesn't size matter? Because I got just enough money in my bank account, I can either get something to eat, or I can hold tight and try to save up, make sure I'm good, and just eat some ramen noodles and crackers for the rest of the time I'm at work. Or I may want to just go Big Willie Ballin' style and go have lunch with all these people I really ain't cool with at my job, drop me $6-7 a day, you know, leaving big tips because you don't want to look like you the short one leaving $1.50. I got you. That's when size doesn't matter because you can just go all big style. I got you. We cool.
We live in a society where you talk about everything being big, your mm-hmm. house being big, your rims being big. Everything is big. Hair big, hair done, nails done, everything big.
Right. And let's talk about that. You know, some people have got to understand, you see it every day, your house is being foreclosed. You know, somebody out there, because it's happening, you know, you done made it your point. You was ready to get your house because you could afford it. Single, four-bedroom house by yourself. And just as happy when the wind blows because you can hear a noise and think somebody else is in the house with you. But you doing it. You really need to downsize because you just might want you one paycheck away from being about that foreclosed home. But size don't matter. I'm gonna keep my house. You foolish mortal. Go ahead and drop it like everybody else and start over from scratch. It's okay. It happens. And you're going to go, every house in the room, you ain't even been in the den since Clinton was in office. You don't even go in there. Probably ain't dusted. It's just disgusting. But somebody up in there, y'all is crazy, but it happens. Mike, yo, can y'all comment on that?
Size. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, everybody, that's back to thinking it like until you make it. Especially if you live anywhere in the South, you can get a big old home for nothing. But then you got nothing, you know, because a lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? You got a big old Holyfield, but it take a lot of people to take care of that Holyfield. You know what I'm saying? And that means a big old house with yard and fence and rooms. So go clean all them rooms. It take a staff. So when you go big, you see a lot of people, they ain't got a lot of stuff in their house because, you know, hey, somebody got to clean that. Somebody got to dust that. Somebody got to shop for that room. And all your money is in your house.
Keeping it real.
But don't you guys think the pressure is on for everything to be big in today's society? The pressure is on.
You told as a kid to go big or go home. You know, or go big, think big. But y'all
so that's why people out here fronting big because you know they don't want to look like the little person. They don't want to look like the small man or a total man.
Now, did you guys watch? I know you probably didn't, but the X Factor last night. Y'all watched the X Factor last night, and if you did, you saw this guy come on the show last night, and he clearly. In his mind, size matters because he had stuffed himself. It was very evident that he had done that, you know. So apparently, in his mind, even for entertainment business, he's thinking that size matters because why would he go to such such crazy extremes to make sure that he was rather pronounced?
That's crazy. Now, on that entertainment. No, repeat that. What were you about to say?
I said, and I'm just saying, it's on national television. I mean, that's what happened. And they had another guy that actually dropped his underwear, dropped his clothes, and he didn't have any underwear on. They put a big X over it. So people are flaunting that. There's got to be something to that. So this topic is a very, very relevant and very timely topic because you had not one but two incidences last night on a national television show's debut where that was a big issue and a topic of discussion to them. So that was, I mean, I'm just telling you, it was an amazing thing to be able to, you know, you get a text from you today saying that you were going to talk about this when that's obviously, you know, a part of, it's deep down embedded in somebody's mind for them to, you know, it's there. It's right there. It must be, you know, I don't know how we can, you know, I don't know how we can get away from this stigma about size and this not have a positive conversation about it if we have people doing what they're doing. Not just in private, but in public, and on a public forum, you know, where it is an issue that, you know, they're insecure about.
Right.
And do you think that all of us have something that we want to make sure we're doing it big?
There's something in our lives
that, you know, we want to make sure we're doing it big.
Okay.
Fellas, you go to the gym. You don't want to be the dude with the little muscle. You want to be the guy with the big muscle. You might not want to be looking crazy, but you're in there pumping iron.
Right.
So your muscle is nice and big, toned up, firm, all that, so it can look good.
Right.
You're not in there trying to pump iron for a small muscle, right?
And that don't mean stay on the bench press for 75 minutes either.
You are exactly right, old male, and you know, just like the white boy with the big giant monster truck. I mean, somebody's trying to overcompensate for something. Now, that's an example of it right there.
Mike Quinn is out of control. Mike, talk to us, man. What you got going on here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Well, man, yeah, I got a lot of stuff going on, you know, with poetry, spoken word. I got this singing competition. I got a lot of stuff going on, but nothing as important as what's going on with Joe Torre Saturday night, man. So make sure, folks, y'all go out and support Joe. I'm here all the time. I live here. I mean, I'm here 24/7. I've got shows every week. You know, it's poetry, spoken words, an open mic. But we only got one chance to see Joe Torre. So make sure y'all go out and do that. But if you want to know what I'm doing next week, after you, or if you want to, you can come and say hi, then rush on over to Joe Torre's spot. Make sure you get there early. You know, valet parking. I don't know how that's going to work. You know what I'm saying? But make sure you get there early. Just go to MikeGwynn.com. Before we get off this, man, I want to say right here. Now, we're talking about size. You know, I was just thinking, what about the depth of a person's devotion? What about the width of their smile, the height of their spirit, the length of their commitment to, you know, to being faithful? What about those measurements? That's all I want to say.
That's real talk.
That is real talk.
We're putting in 100 perspectives all the way around this piece, y'all. When doesn't size matter? Mike Gwynn just stepped off the line. Myself and Ms. Oatmeal Brown with the realest one-on-one here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Joe Torre is coming to town, ladies and gentlemen, with the Love and Laughs event. He's going to be in Arlington, Texas, this coming Saturday, doing his thing. Joe Torre is on the line with us. Y'all must come out and see this man. His show is going to be off the chain, folks. Make sure y'all go out and get it. We're going to put some information in the chat room about it. Follow us on Facebook. And Joe Torre is definitely representing, my man. I'm glad that you are spending some time with us today before you touch base and come in town this weekend. We're talking about when doesn't size matter. You having a good time with us, Joe Torre?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm having a good time, man. You know, I always have a good time. But, you know, especially when I'm speaking to people in Texas. And, you know, it's one of my favorite spots to come through all around, you know what I'm saying, from Fort Worth to Dallas all the way to Arlington. I test the T's very well when I come to Texas, so, you know. I'm having a ball right now. We're going to, you know.
As you should.
Now this is the first time I'm coming to this spot. It's called the Aguilar Event Room, and it's a lounge and center. It's pretty good out, you know, right down the street from Texas Stadium on that same side. So, you know, hey, man, I'm excited about coming in, you know, and because, you know, Texas have some of the most classy, grown, sexy, should I say, people to come out in the area. So, you know, I'm just anxious to see it before the weather changes up on it, what this mix is going to be all about, a little love and laughter series.
Real talk. We're going to be inside 715 Ryan Plaza is the address. For those of y'all who need a crossroad, I-30 in Collins, right behind the Guitar Center in the Waffle House. It's going to start off about 8 o'clock p.m. until 2 o'clock in the morning. Tickets are $10. They're going hard in the paint. It's going to be a wonderful event, folks. You show up early, you might be in for a treat. Your boy AB is going to be doing a nice little roundtable discussion about the hot book, second place women who come in first. Mr. Jerry Palmer is going to be swinging the mouth, dancing, doing their thing, some good food, good drinks are going to be all around. Joe Torre is doing his show, and we're going to do it big and party, folks. It's going to be a real nice one. Come on out and celebrate. Miss Oatmeal is going down like bad.
Stop.
When doesn't size matter? We're joined by Mr. Joe Torre tonight, and let's talk about it. We talked about the physical. We talked about the financial. Let's keep it on the financial, folks. When doesn't size matter with your job status? You know, we were talking about people being, and Ms. Oatmeal, with her, they were resigning. There's some people being laid off. A lot of folks on unemployment. And they may not be they may be passing up an opportunity to work somewhere and work for somebody, but they like, nah, they ain't paying $75,000. I don't want that job. See, I was making big money, you know, back in 06. So if I can't make that big money no more, you know, it ain't even worth it. So do you have to have the big job offer before you accept the position? When doesn't size matter according to your status?
When they can't find a job and the unemployment is about to run out,
they need to go ahead and just say,
yeah, take that job.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'll take it. Well, this job is paying $6.18. You know what? I'll take it.
But at first, you might not do that. You might weigh your options.
Mm-hmm.
Might weigh it out. before you jump on that job, unless you have kids and you need your benefits.
Right. But so you know what? Don't take it to the fact that they don't start you off that way, that place, rather. Sometimes if you just go on and get in and set your foot in the door and work your way on up, you know, it's just a starting point, folks. Sometimes you just got to get in the company. You know, it could be a season for you to really start your own and get your own business off the ground, because now you got time to think, because you at home doing everything else besides flipping channels and watching Johnny Gill on BET Awards and stuff like that. But we just have a real talk. This is how it goes down, folks. When doesn't your job status, when doesn't size matter when they give you a payment, an offer with a salary?
I got some size don't matter for me this weekend, because it ain't like they, you know, they backed up a Brinks truck to get me to come in here. So,
yeah. Right.
So when you're trying to build something, this little love and laugh series is, you know, for grown folks. And I love Texas, you know what I'm saying? You know, the finances, you know, my multi figure finances, you know, don't matter when it's coming down for this weekend and kicking in places like Dallas, you know, because it's like, hey, you know, I love it. I worked with my man before. You know, Dallas is a great spot. You know, I got a lot of friends there. So in this case, it didn't really matter.
Right.
And y'all got to understand that sometimes you make it happen.
Say what?
So, you know, that has to do with, like Mike Wynn said, talking about going a little bit deep.
Mm.
So you have some passion about your friend and, you know, what you do in this person that you worked for before.
Right.
So it doesn't, the money is not the major factor.
Right. Because you're going to handle your business and make it happen.
Right.
Because you are who you are.
I mean, I do that all the time. I produce films and stuff now, you know, anywhere from, you know, I haven't produced no $50 million films, but I've produced some like $5 to $10 million films. Now, I can't pay the big budget Beyonce's into making goods like they want to, so I tell them that your finances, you know, can't really matter right now, but I'm going to treat you like you're getting paid all that money. I only need you for a couple of days. So in these instances, you use your friendship, your relationships, to like, hey, man, finances don't matter. It's about the relationship and how we going to build something. Another situation.
Man, that's real talk, folks. My man Joe Torre is on the line with us here on the online happy hour. Miss Oatmeal, he's keeping it with that realness.
Definitely.
That's what's
definitely
up.
Coming with it.
That's how we do, folks. This is real talk. Represent yourself. Show some love. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Big shout-out to my man, Jermaine Trotter. He's a Keith Sweat stunt double, if y'all don't know him, out here in Dallas, Texas, doing his thing.
I look like Keith Sweat. He's going to clown you when he see you.
It is what it is, man. That's my dude. We doing it big, folks. He's on the line with us tonight, and we're talking about when doesn't size matter. So can we talk about that on the aspect of not necessarily your job status or your physical endowedness, but when y'all were talking about the gym, you know, when doesn't size matter with your body, how you view yourself? Are you going to try to not come out because you can't find the right dress to wear, you don't think you're going to be cute enough?
Yeah, that's true.
Psych. It ain't about you.
We feel that sometimes. No, it is. Trust and believe. Some females.
They think it's about them?
No, we know. We know it's about us. If we're not feeling ourselves, then we look it in the mirror before we walk out that door.
You know what?
This is a woman thing, though. You can't speak on this because you're not a chick.
Well,
okay?
Go ahead.
There are people that do it to show the men.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people that do it. They gotta be comfortable with self. It's not all about everybody else. So speaking to somebody that's gotta be comfortable with self, yeah, we might have a day. I feel fat today. Or I don't feel comfortable with self today. This outfit's not looking right. I'm not going.
Mm.
to you, you might see that outfit and be like, she looks good. It's not about you in that situation. It's about how that person feels about themselves.
I can see that. I can see that. Understood. And fellas could be, you know, you might need to go on and get yourself taken care of first. You know, wash your car inside, outside. Shine it up good. Come on out to Aggie R events. Going to check my man Joe Torre out doing his thing. We got online right now the one and only Chief Sweat Stunt Double himself is chimed in on the line. Mr. Jermaine Trotter is chimed in. Trotter, what's going on, my man?
Yeah, what's going on, man? What's happening with you?
We doing it cool, man.
Joe Torre on the line. You know he's going to come in a clown now. And I'm glad we on that subject. I'm glad we on that subject when size doesn't matter, because you know what, Eddie, you bigger than me, but I tell you, it don't matter in no fight. Size don't matter. That's where size don't matter, in a fight. God damn. And I tell you what, they make something called 44s.
Nah, this is how
man. What's good with you, man? Hey man, it's lovely. I'm enjoying myself listening to the conversation till my name got threw up in it. I was like, oh, hey, let me go and call in.
He's listening. He's gonna say something.
Oh, yeah.
You already knew. GSU thought you knew. It was coming in. What's going on with you, man? But nah, that's one of the subjects. And it's funny you said that at the time. Cause I was thinking, I said, shit, size don't matter in no fight. I said, I've been in that situation. I've been in that situation before on both sides of it, where I ran into a Q dog, and I mean no disrespect, Joe, but Q dog, 6'5", 275. Now I knew what I was up against, but I knew I said, you know what, I'm not no violent person, but I knew that I said this is the time I knew size was gonna matter, along with what I had in my pocket. And I pulled out, I said, it's one thing I knew. I said, I had to have a gun. But the size didn't matter, because I tell you what, they won the fight, because he turned around. He didn't come no further. The fight was over with before he even got started. So,
right.
But no shots fired, though, just in case anybody wondering. Now, it wasn't a situation like that, but it was one of the things where I was able to get up out of there. You know what I mean? But that's one of the situations. And I tell you another thing, and Joe, you can vouch for this. When size don't matter is when you go to a small town, when you're a big comedian and a big actor, you go to a small town of only 3,000 people, and you're in a small town, and that's where you got that those situations too, where you know your venue is actually bigger than the damn town you in or whatever performing is. So you know. But no, man, we just, it's good look, man. We're having fun. We're going to have this much fun on Saturday night coming out at the Aguilar Lounge in Arlington, Texas. And, man, we're going to keep it going, man. We're going to make that happen.
That's what's up.
I've been sitting up here.
Out, man. Fun. Y'all know we're tripping out about it right now. Just imagine how hot it's going to be, how crunk it's going to be this Saturday. 8 o'clock p.m., and we're going to stop it later. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do big things. Joe is going to be on the stage. Going to have some nice little buffet, little food, little dancing, little round table, something of everything, folks.
See, you said we're going to do big things. Now, what if you advertise like we're going to do little things? People would be like, oh, hell no. You know, big is what it is, unless you don't want somebody that's 200, you don't want a female that's 250, you know, 5'6". You don't want big like that. Right?
It depends.
People don't really talk about that, like we were talking about earlier. You know, we want somebody that's, you know, like the sumo wrestler, something like that.
Okay.
Big gut, looking like, who was just on TV a few minutes ago? Rick Ross. No, I don't want big gut and big breast on a man like that.
He got booty do.
Rather his pockets are big or not, that's not going to change my mind. I can't get over that.
That's not booty do.
So, like, what do you feel when you see a woman, a fine woman, with a man that looks like that?
With a man that looks like that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that
I mean,
just means to me.
You automatically think she's with him because he must have big pockets.
I can tell you this right here. If y'all might be in the venue, who watched the Braxtons? Tamar Braxton and have you ever seen that show, The Braxtons?
I've never watched it.
If you look at that situation, off top, you already know what that's about. Because Tamar, I mean, everybody knows she only would do because he got the money. He managed Lady Gaga, and ain't no way I could see Tamar, you know, with that cat, you know what I mean, otherwise. But, you know, that's why I say that's when, you know, size doesn't matter when it comes to that bank account. And I think that's what it is, or your status. And I think that's what it is with a lot of situations. And a lot of women ain't going to keep that real. You know what I mean? They're going to try and say, oh, no, I love him. But no, you know what I mean? No, you love his status. You love his bank account. That's what that is.
Right.
And we already know. I mean, just got to keep it real. You know what I mean? Don't sit up here and try and fake the game like Joe said. You fake it till you make it. And that's what Tamar does. She faking it till she make it.
Joe, you had a comment? No, I was going to say, and try, you've seen this too, we went out to Sucker Blues, and my man, who was on stage? Blues singer, Lucky Peterson, doing this thing. Lucky Peterson is just, you know, he's a, if y'all don't know Lucky Peterson, blues singer, my man's doing his thing on stage, rocking it, tearing it up, old school, down home blues. His wife would not be somebody that anybody would really expect to be his wife. Shocked me, but I think it was because of his money? Nah. Because of his status? Nah. Probably because she's allowing him to do, he's allowing her to do what's really in her. She likes to sing. And that talent, he's allowing that avenue to be brought out of her and get on stage, travel, you know, do it big like that. There we go with big again.
Right.
Doing it well and enjoying it. And everybody, people had to look around like, you know what, that's his wife? That's your wife? Okay. So, yeah, I've seen it. I can understand it.
You have a feeling of... either I'm going to do it big or I'm not going to do it at all.
That's me.
In certain cases. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we all embody that desire to want to do certain things big. It's not a bad thing, but some people take it to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
It just becomes this big facade of everything big. But it's really not.
Yeah.
That's the realness, folks. That's the realness. When doesn't size matter? When doesn't it matter? We keeping it 100 tonight. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Chime in and hit us online, www.blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend, spell was with a Z. Ladies and gentlemen, we talking about just keeping it real, keeping it 100. This is the place to go each and every Thursday night. This is where you want to do. Call into this number from wherever you are. We're hearing from Joe Torrey out in California. We're hearing from my man Trot and Salima here in Dallas, Texas. Claire has chimed in. P-Dub has called from Kansas City. I know the phone lines get loose. We call from all over. This is how we connect folks, make big things happen. Market your business. Let somebody know what you got going on. Like Mr. Mike Gwynn said, he's here in Dallas, Texas. He's here every week doing big things. Several well things. I'm just going to say big. It just is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, it's
catching me. Ms. Ogden is smacking me across the back of the head every time I say big.
Hey, because we look at big as being just the greatest thing. We really do. You remember when I was looking for my big screen TV?
Oh, my God.
I wanted another one. It took longer than 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Why? Because I just had to have a big TV
big
in the front and in the back.
Right.
Why did it have to be so big in the back?
I don't know.
Why did I have to have this big-ass screen TV in my bedroom? Because I was used to that.
Right.
So I wanted, you know, another one, and I wanted one in the front, too. I wanted that to be bigger than the one in the back. It took me 2 months to figure it out. You know what? I don't need all that screen in the back. When I have a big screen in the front.
Right.
It's like your mind is trained. You want to go big.
I got this big bling watch.
You can do it. Sometimes you can do it, and it's not for show. It's just because in your mind, you want to go big.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go hard, or you're not going at all.
You want to go big at the bar. When you come out there to the event in Aguiar Events, the Love and Laughs event, you want to go ahead and drop big at the bar, but you got $20 to your next paycheck. Slow down. So that's when size doesn't matter. That's when size really does matter. You need to slow that down, player. You can't be buying drinks for everybody up in there, trying to live a life like just because there's going to be some celebrities up in the piece. Don't act like you are one when don't nobody know you.
I don't drink well. My drink costs a good $10, $11.
Better be prepared.
Because, I mean, I go big or not.
The fellas are going to be lined up. They're going to be buying Miss Oatmeal's drink. Yeah, I heard about Miss Oatmeal Brown. I'm going to have to come deep with it. It's going to be my Miss Oatmeal Brown money, and it's going to be the rest of my money so I can save up and get a copy of that book. Second place women who come in first. And, you know, side note, when folks are talking about when size doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
If any of y'all have seen this commercial that's on television, it bothers me to no end about is it the Kia Soul?
Yes.
It's a Kia?
Yes, with the rat.
With the hood rats in the car. They going big. They got these big-ass rats running around here with these windbreakers bumping some black sheep, acting a fool.
With Lucy Gold chain rope.
That's when it matters. It matters. You shouldn't be – come on, dog. Don't make it look like only hood rats drive these kind of cars. But when they got Lexus commercials and Mercedes-Benz commercials, you don't see none of us step out of these commercials. But
I don't even think they show people.
No, they show the nice proper man driving around them open roads in Arkansas.
Oh, okay. I thought they show
good.
The car and then just show you.
Oh, yeah.
See people on the Lexus or Mercedes-Benz commercials.
Because they're going to give you the status of this is you ain't here. You don't live over here. This ain't your kind of car. But you can drive this hood rat car and dance around and hop and skip and, you know, do the wobble in your commercial. Ain't nobody doing the wobble in no BMW commercial. They don't do it like that. That ain't the kind of car they expect you to be driving.
Well, guess what? People that really do have money go out and buy the Kia. Because it's not about showboating when you have it. When you have it, it's not about showboating. And these days, people have it so twisted because so many people are fake and fronting and stunting. They're getting everybody else mixed up in the mix who can actually afford things.
Right.
And are not being flashy. It's just what you have because you can afford it and who you are. So usually those people are a little bit more low-key with theirs. You go to Hollywood. You'll see some of the celebrities jumping out like Toyotas and stuff. Everybody's not trying to burn the gas out or floss around and drive it.
Hey,
like
you're right about that.
They might have something at the house, but they're not driving all the time. Who wants to put gas? I mean, you got some money, but why do you want to waste it?
Right.
I see T.O. in a bug. I didn't even know. I was like, if that looks like Keo, and he was in a bug. And I was like, are you really in a Volkswagen bug? He was getting it. Rolling around. Hey, but, you know, nobody was really tripping off of being in a bug.
Yeah, bro, I'm staring. I'm sorry. I'm staring. I see Keo get out of a bug. I'm staring.
But, I only knew him because, he pulled up next to me. And I was like, I kind of knew who that was, you know. But I was like, wow. He just was like rolling through the neighborhood, and it's like, oh yeah, that was a car somebody gave him. He, you know, somebody had it was orange too, so you know, and had T.O. on it. But he had no problem because it was like, hey man, this traffic. Why would I be in my Beamer, or my Benz, or something like that? I mean, because you know, too much flash and too much being big also get you jacked out here in L.A.
Right.
Well, they do it like that here in Dallas too, Joe.
Oh yeah, it's done like that all over the world.
When you come here for the Aguilar events, the Love and Laughs tour, you're gonna find out about that. And there's a lovely young lady that wants to talk about that right now. She's here in the DF Dub, and she is funny as I don't know what. Miss Mama Michelle is chimed in right now, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Mama Michelle, DF Dub. No, Michelle, how you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Man.
Hey,
hey, girl.
What's going on with you?
Man, size does matter. Is that what y'all tripping on tonight? Why y'all always tripping on something? Every weekend, y'all ought to be tripping on something. I be trying not to call in and comment, but my finger just be doing it. Come on. I think be like, come on, bitch, you got to tell them how we feel about this. But the size matter, the showing out matter. Who said T.O. jumped out of a bug? A bug? Did someone just say T.O. jumped out of a bug?
That's Joe Corey on the line with us tonight.
That's Joe Corey.
Joe Corey's on the line with us.
Let me tell you what T.O. doing. T.O. trying to avoid dating a fat girl. That's what T.O. trying to do, hopping out a bug like that. T.O. hating on the big girls. He don't want to pull out the Suburban. He don't want to pull out the old Excursion that he got. I know he got one because when he was in Dallas, when he wasn't crying, he was driving big cars and had big girls in his car. I got some pictures of some big girls that was in his car. Now he done ran out there to Hollywood and want to act all funny in his little bug and stuff and be crying on the little interviews and stuff. But, hey, is it true y'all going to be over there in Arlington?
You know it.
Yeah.
We got to come present my man Joe Torrey's doing the big Aguilar event. It's going down Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I know he is funny as hell. We did a show together, me, him, Bill Bellamy, Melanie Camacho, and Piper in Killeen, Texas. And, you know, in between jokes, the helpers was looking at him. I played bodyguard. I told a few jokes, but really I was just, you know, playing bodyguard. You know. I had to lie back. Women, he fine, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something about him. He fine, but I saw him eat one of them chicken wings. You don't want to mess with him. He's tough with that mouth. That bone was clean in a summer gun. Hey, he a fine man, but he got fat boy tendencies because that fool ate that chicken fast, boy. I was like, yeah, that's right. Fine, chest just stuck out. I was thinking, boy, it looked like a walking chocolate fondue stick, boy. It took all I had not to go lick the hat off that Negro. And then I finally get on that chicken. I was like, hell no. Nah. This boy got fat boy tennis. We get together, we both going to be 350 plus. Hell no, nah, I'm not doing that.
Wow. Is she breaking it down, Joe?
Yeah, she's breaking it down.
Hey, look, Joe, go on, tell him. You was watching my thighs rub. I saw you a couple times over at the league. You was watching my thighs rub. But hey, it's just between me and you. Ain't nobody going to say nothing. But shoot, he got over there next to me. Got over there next to that chicken boy. Ooh, he was looking hot.
Oh, I know I'm enjoying myself tonight. Miss O'Neill, you having a good time?
Oh, yes. I'm trying to breathe over here.
We are featuring Mr. Joe Torrey is on the line, coming here to Dallas, Texas, for the Love and Laughs event. Miss Mama Michelle has chimed in. You know she got to come and represent. We're going to have time for one more call of y'all to chime in with us. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number here on the online happy hour. The topic tonight is, when doesn't size matter? All the way from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sean has chimed in. Sean, how you doing?
Hey, doing real good, Andy. How you making it?
Doing good, my
doing
man.
All right.
Yeah. Joe Torrey's mic.
Hey, what's up, Joe? Hey, haven't seen you since Milwaukee back shooting the 90s, really. But I worked security for you back in, PVA Club, PVA back in the days when you came up
back
there.
In the middle.
Exactly. That was a long time ago. But I was going to comment on what you guys were talking about. When you have confidence, it doesn't matter. You know?
Right.
And y'all laughing about T.O. driving the Bumblebee, but y'all may not remember. But Lil Wayne was down here in Baton Rouge. His first car was a Bumblebee. It was nice. It was tight. But when he was questioned why he drives something like that, you got all this money? He was like, I got it going on no matter what I drive. this is what I like. He had confidence. Master P was driving around here in an Impala. He had confidence, so size didn't matter. You can get what you want when you got it. You know, you got confidence, you got it all. So it don't matter. That's all I want to say. Y'all be good.
That's what's up. All right. Hey, Sean, we appreciate you for chiming in, my man.
Oh,
you
no problem. Talk to you later.
All right.
Oh, tonight's show was great. I mean, I just learned the word right then. When Sean called in with that, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I need to write that down before I forget. But I think I got it.
Definitely want to thank Sean for chiming in. And Joe, talk to us, man. How are you enjoying yourself tonight? We're about to wrap it up.
Yeah, man, I enjoyed myself real good, man. I didn't think I'd be able to stay on as long as I did, but, time went by. Kind of flies when you're having fun. Now I'm about to go hit the gym because I got a new show coming up called The Jump Off, and size does matter, and it's on Skinamax, or should I say Cinemax. it's a new show. They're trying to go up against True Blood and Entourage, but trust me, I play the mayor. And I do a lot of taking the clothes off and showing the chest and the back and the ass. So, you know, size does matter if you get on one of those fat people. So I got to make sure the abs and the ass is right.
Right.
Now, what day is that going to be on?
That's going to be on, it's coming on this fall. It's called The Jump Off on Cinemax.
All right. That's what's up. Be sure that y'all check it out, man. Represent, show your love to Joe doing his thing. He's going to be coming to the stage this Saturday. So Paul is 909, along with 40 and Fly, is going to kick it on off. It's the pre-classic weekend with comedian Mr. Joe Torre and friends here for the Night of Love and Laughs in Arlington, Texas. You heard from him himself. It's going to be at the Aguiar Event Center. DJ Francis J is going to be spinning the ones and twos. The King of Swing, of dancing himself, is going to be in the building, Mr. Jerry Palmer. Yours truly is going to set it off with the roundtable discussion of second-place women who come in first. And the feature comedian himself, Mr. Joe Torre, is going to do the mic, y'all. Represent, show your love, and come on out, have some fun and support. This is going to be the bomb.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Trust and believe. Miss Oatmeal, we got to do it. We got to close them up.
So, hey, before you
go ahead.
Can you throw my Twitter out there where you can follow me, man, Joe Torre 1. Just follow me at Joe Torre 1, and, you'll see me Saturday.
Joe Torre 1, let's put that in the chat room. Let the folks know to go ahead and get that cracking so they can check that out and also put that on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. How was your weekend page? Let us know how you like the show tonight and make sure you come on out and see what's going on this weekend. She's coming with the realness, folks, each and every week. Check out Miss Oatmeal Brown with her website, realness101.com. For more information about Oatmeal Brown, go to iTunes, Real Talk, folks, and get and download her track, Knick Knack. It's slamming. The video's on YouTube. You can download the ringtone on iTunes, CD Baby, and get the remix as well. Folks, we're keeping it real and doing so for a very long time. Realness 101 Entertainment is the record label. One World Media is the marketing and distribution. The evolution of greatness is shaping into form. So it's going down, folks. Trust and believe. And if you are into ebooks and you like to read, make sure that you get a copy of Second Place Women Who Come In First. It's on Kindle right now. Check it out at Amazon.com. Be sure to get that. Follow us on Facebook and advertise your business with us on the show. Represent your business to the fullest. And if you missed one of our shows, if you missed a live show or tripping out with us, it's okay. Log on to How Was Your Weekend. Check us out on Blog Talk Radio. It's the online happy hour. Check out past shows and take your pick. Well, Miss O'Bill, this has been fun. Joe Torre's been tripping out with us. Mama Michelle is called in. E-Dub is called in. Mike Gwynn. Folks have been chiming in from all over the country. Big shout-out to Mama Michelle, and I know she's going to be hanging out with us this weekend as well.
Oh,
so as we wrap up the show, I want to say thank you for Joe Torre. Thanks for the panel for their insight. We want to thank the fantastic folks who called in and been blogging in the chat room as well, expressing their thoughts. And as always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, and you got some good information out this show, do us a favor. Just tell 5 more people to chime in with you next week and share on How Was Your Weekend Facebook page with your friends so they can tune in with you as we come back and hit you with another hot topic. Don't worry. The panel and I will let you know what the next topic is going to be. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101, God First.
Good night. Go mob to my frat, and we gone. We'll see you Saturday at the yard event.
Next patty wax by the side of the bag. Double D's and hits that teeth are sitting in the strategy. Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. I know you like the baby sweet, so let me put your mind at ease. What? So let me put your mind at ease.
Just cause you see me and my cheese, don't mean that you can scheme me. I know that you're a big booty fiend. You like the way my body lays. Just enough, all this patty, waddy, make.